You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This nation is at a crossroads regarding its transportation strategy. And just as the Pentagon has signaled it wants to end the untenably costly doctrine of being able to mount a war in two oceans at once, the U.S. is going to have to decide domestically if it is simply going to maintain its existing network of highways as the principal transportation system, supplement them with a major new high-speed rail system, or try and shift to a much broader public transit strategy. It is increasingly clear that the USA cannot do all of the above. As part of our partnership with the initiative Transportation Nation, we're joined now by Secretary Ray LaHood, Secretary of the Department of Transportation. Secretary LaHood, thanks so much for coming back to the program.
Oh, good day. Good to be with you.
So, Secretary, what do you make of the attempt by Congress to set priorities in the transportation bill, which seems about as stalled as a commercial van on the BQE at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon up here in New York?
Well, I think the Senate is making progress. Senator Boxer and Senator Inhofe put together a good bipartisan bill. It got out of their committee with no senator voting no, 18 to nothing. It's going to be on the Senate floor when they come back after the President's Day recess. The House is quite different. The House bill was a terrible bill. It had no support at all. The Speaker Boehner couldn't even get his Republican colleagues to vote for it. And so they've had to pull the bill because it doesn't reflect the values that we've known in terms of transportation programs, particularly transit, particularly bus service, particularly light rail and other forms of transportation. And so Speaker Boehner doesn't have the support in his own conference for this. And so it's two different, really. The Senate's got a pretty good bill, and the House doesn't even have a bill now. And that's sad for America because we need a good, strong transportation program, a good infrastructure program.
Secretary LaHood, can we do it all? Some of the Republicans have suggested that the Transportation Department and the Obama administration is trying to do it all, maintain existing roads, move to an investment in light rail, support buses, do bike lanes, pedestrian lanes even. The Republicans are eroding some of those initiatives because they believe we can't do it all. What do you believe?
Well, the answer is in America, we've always done big things. We've always been able to find the resources to do what we needed to do in transportation. What I would do, tell people, is I would direct them to the president's budget, which was released on Monday of this week. It's over $460 billion budget. It's paid for using highway trust funds and the fund that was paying for the Iraq war, and it takes care of roads and bridges in a very comprehensive way, increases funding, takes care of transit systems around America, takes care of our very strong safety agenda and safety initiative, and really is a comprehensive approach. That's what people need to look at as the model for how we get continue to make progress in America on transportation and do it in a comprehensive way. The House approach was a failed approach.
And
it was failed because it did not meet the needs that we have become accustomed to in America.
Now, you called the House bill, in fact, one of the worst bills you've ever seen in 35 years. I'm wondering, do you have a front row seat in this administration with real access to the president on transportation issues? Because on particularly light rail, a lot of people feel as though the president just threw up his hands and walked away from the kind of initiative and investment he was talking about back in 2009.
You mean high-speed rail?
High-speed rail.
City rail?
Yep.
We've invested $10 billion. That's 10 billion times more than has ever been invested in high-speed rail, and that was done in 3 years. So $10 billion, that's not chump change. That's real money. And we've invested it along the Northeast Corridor. We've invested it in communities where you have listeners that are listening to this program. We will continue to make those investments in the Midwest, on the Northeast Corridor. And what these investments do, they enhance passenger rail, they expand passenger rail, and we have one of the strongest passenger rail programs that people have ever seen in the history of transportation. So the president, and if you look at the president's budget that was released on Monday, over $300 billion for passenger rail. That's real money.
Let's talk about the principle of financing transportation using oil and drilling leases and revenue from the drilling of fossil fuel. That's something that Congress has come up with. Do you support that principle?
What I support is what the president put out Monday, paying for transportation using the Highway Trust Fund, which is about $240 billion, and the president's proposing taking the other half from the Iran-Afghanistan War Fund. The president has been criticized royally for 3 years for not putting forth a pay for. Well, he did it this year. He's paying for making progress in transportation. He's paying for innovation. He's paying for safety programs. He's paying for the enhancements that people all over America want. And so I direct people at the president's budget, which is a very strong transportation program, which is paid for.
I suspect you're still continuing with your Don't Text and Drive program, which is probably one initiative that's had more impact on American consumers than almost anything else out of the transportation department. Yes?
Yes. You know, I am very proud of the work that we have done on distracted driving over 3 years. 3 years ago, nobody was talking about distracted driving. 3 years distracted driving, I don't even think was in the dictionary. Today, we have lots of safety advocates talking about it. We have lots of attention on it. When I started this rampage against distracted driving, 8 states had passed laws. Now, well over 30 states.
That's quite a legacy. Secretary of Transportation, we're going to leave it there. Good luck to your son, who we know is detained in Egypt. We're thinking about him. Ray LaHood, Secretary of Transportation. Thanks so much.